Cotton here, and you guys, I am so excited for our show today. So I have Mr. Terrence Wright, and Terrence is a personal trainer, a model, an actor, entrepreneur. He has an apparel line. He's out here in the community doing stuff with the Salt and Pepper Gang, making a difference, mentoring our young boys, teaching them how to be men. So he has, when I tell you that this man is a jack of all trades, that is Mr. Terrence Wright. So welcome, Terrence.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. It's such a pleasure to be on. It's good to see you.
Yes. So first of all, let me just say this, Terrence. Okay, so for everyone who's ever sent me a DM since y'all little Salt and Pepper reel went viral and they want to know, Holly, you're in Houston. Oh my God, can you introduce us to the Salt and Pepper Gang? Oh my gosh. I have Terrence Wright, who was number two and the ones that did the walkthrough that everybody and their mama want to have a baby for. So
Number two. I've been dubbed number two.
Yeah. Everybody's like, I don't want number one, but boy, that number two, yes. So, Terrence.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to trademark the number two. Yeah. <laughs> Right.
Nobody wants to be a number two, but when you go viral, number two is okay. It's okay. So, Terrence, let me just talk to you about that because I know how it feels whenever you have something that goes viral. And it's like sometimes you're looking at it and you're saying, why was this the thing that you guys chose to go viral? Like some of the things I got a million views on, I'm always like, this is what y'all wanted to see? All of the stuff I post, but this is the one y'all want to see a million times? So
it's interesting.
I know. So tell us about what that video was, where it was taken, and pretty much how did you guys find out that it was going viral, and what is the success of that one little clip where y'all walked in right now?
So that event was SPG's calendar release party. We have some calendars that we just came out dropping, and it was just at a place here in Houston called Phil and Derek, and you know, it wasn't anything too lavish. And then as far as our walkthrough, I mean, a lot of our fans have seen us kind of walk through different spots and locations on multiple times. So this isn't the first time we walked through a door and kind of filmed it. But I mean, more so than any other time, this one was kind of like off the cuff. You know what I'm saying? I had a drink in my hand, and which I typically don't do, but you know, I was walking through the door. I was like, I'm not setting this down. So, but yeah, so it wasn't technically the most organized or the nicest one we put together, but it definitely clearly was the most popular.
So, and I think it's funny because I remember this had to be before COVID. So we're maybe 5 years ago. And I remember I posted a video on YouTube and I just remember, like, I think I went on later and it was already at like 100K, and then it was 200K, and then it was 500K. And I was like, what the heck? It's almost like that little clock that you see in the movies that are going tick, 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 tick. So, cause you guys are a group, give us an idea of what you guys are talking about, like in the group chats, where who's watching it, who's saying what was going on, who's the one that's telling y'all about, bro, we got 14 million views now.
So I think as far as who's tracking it, I think everybody's kind of watching it, but Rico, our founder, he's definitely watching the numbers. But I guess it's kind of funny. So most of the time we're just kind of looking in the comments and kind of laughing at them. And I think for every platform, there's a different type of audience. So with like Instagram is more, definitely more love. There's not too many negative comments. Twitter, it's a little more mixed, but you know, in the shade room, they definitely, you know, it's some people in there just wanting to throw some shade. So it's all fun. Like I see it sometimes. I respond if it's a little extra, but for the most part, like everybody's got an opinion. I don't care. So, but it's all fun. It's actually, you see a lot of funny comments. There's a lot of people out there got some, the creator with their comments, so.
Yeah, and I saw some comments and people always hate, and because people, I know I've had a couple of things that have gone like super viral, and guys will come in there and they'll be like, I know she don't think she's cute, or what, she's shaped like SpongeBob SquarePants, or she's this, like, it's so,
Yeah.
I'm just like, first of all, you the one on my post. I'm this is my page. You came over here causing problems. So I also wanted to talk about Salt and Pepper Gang, because people see you guys being fine and handsome and the salt and pepper beards and all of this, but you guys also have something that you're trying to do where you're impacting the community. That was kind of the whole reason for Salt and Pepper. So tell us about what the mission is for the Salt and Pepper Gang.
So our mission is to elevate our community through our different programs and our outreach, things like Reach One, Teach One, doing and advocating for different awarenesses and programs, everything from cancer to mental health. So I feel like mental health's a big part of a lot of the things that we're kind of based out of. So a lot of it is awareness across the board on so many different platforms. But to touch our youth and our king and really make an impact to our young, our up and coming, on our mental health and how we present ourselves as a culture and just respect ourselves and have an ability to kind of overcome and navigate our the daily stresses and just, navigating life. So to be able to just make an impact and do our part and really try to make those conversations normalized. I think that's the true goal and the true mission there.
That, I have a big heart. I'm all about the community. So I love that you
Yeah.
guys are doing that. Now, let me just say this, Terrence.
What you talking about?
So, as a middle-aged woman, it is so hard for us as women. And there's this negative stigma that comes with women aging, right? I don't know
Okay.
why people think we ain't still fine. We got issues. I don't know. We got issues down below. We in menopause. I don't know. But it's definitely not acceptable for women to age where I got gray hair, or, my face has wrinkles. I have this. But for men, it's looked at as, you guys are debonair. You got a little salt and pepper. That's seasoning for you, or whatever. So now that you are in this salt and pepper gang, and you guys are embracing having the salt and pepper beards and being middle life and aging gracefully, has that changed your perspective of how you see middle-aged women? Like, now are you like, well, hey, if we can rock it, I think women should rock it. Or do you still think that, I don't know, I still kind of like a young looking woman, be honest.
Well, number one, I've always not necessarily wanted a younger woman. And at the end of the day, I'm all about conversation and your presence and your energy. And I think for myself, that's where a lot of the quote unquote sexiness and appeal comes from. Because there's a lot of attractive people out there that aren't necessarily attractive. I mean, so as like a salt and pepper brother, like me not dyeing my beard isn't necessarily anything other than me just embracing this is who I am. I don't necessarily need to dye it. I mean, if I do randomly do it, it's not for anybody else, it's just for myself, Unless they got me all set and they're gonna pay me to do it, but I'm gonna pick and choose. I'll pick and choose when that happens. But it's more just being authentic in yourself and being able to say, hey, if I have gray hair, I can still rock it and be sexy. If I want to dye it, I can rock it and be sexy. And really just having that ambiance that, you can walk in and love however you look, You know what I'm saying? So it's whether, you know, like a, we got a lot of different size brother. We got tall, we got short, we got, you know, some that are in shape, some that ain't so in shape. And but but at the same time, it's everybody. It does none of those things matter. And it's just being able to be comfortable in your own skin and walk into a room, and you get attention. I mean, of course, there's that aspect of attention, but I don't think it's ever really been that for me. It's not necessarily like my first time, you know, getting like pictures and stuff like that. But it's more just being able to rock it. As far as older women, I think they get it. So it's not even a question on whether I would want a younger woman. It's just, and not to say that some younger women don't get that too, but it typically is a little different. The conversation be a little different, the energy and the experience. So, you know, I'm all about conversations. So if you ain't had too many conversations and through to be able to talk about your experiences, and you know, I got a lot of faith, and I feel like this younger generation, they don't have no faith, and you know, it's you know, it's different. So to answer your question, I don't feel like that. I don't know who's out there saying that bull stuff, but
well, yeah. I'm gonna keep dying my gray hair because I ain't ready to embrace it yet. But I love that for you guys. But baby, I'm gonna keep my little wisp nice and black.
But that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But if and when in doubt, you choose to, is not gonna take away.
Hey, when I'm 85,
it's not gonna take away.
When I'm 85 and I'm ready to hang up being fine, you know what? I'm gonna let the gray come. You know,
it's see, but see, that's what you start. You just said you're not gonna be till you 85 until you gonna wait to not be sexy. So in that, even in that conversation, you saying, okay, well, being gray is not sexy to you as a woman.
It's not. I don't think so.
Why?
I think for a woman, I'm gonna tell. Okay, since we want to get into, like the young folks say, let's get into it. So, a woman with gray hair, people immediately put an age on you. So people have a stigma of how old they think you are when you start graying, right? So
yeah.
If you come out with gray hair, they already think you're 50, 55, just whatever. They already didn't gave you. So now you're already getting into this negative feedback where younger people feel that there is a age limit. There is an age limit of when you can still dress a certain way, or they dictate how you should look. So they feel like, hey, you 50, you shouldn't be wearing a bikini anymore. You shouldn't be doing this at 50. Why you twerking? Why you doing, like, there's so many negative things, especially as a woman, that come out with aging that men don't get. Like, men, nobody cares. Y'all could walk around with a Speedo at 75. Nobody would blink. But a woman, all of a sudden, you got gray hair, you 60, now they think you got cobwebs on your coochie, or, you know, you in menopause, or I don't know. It's just, you just lose some sexiness with age as a woman. Now, I think women are beautiful. I think all women should be still sex symbols. But I'm talking about society and their negative stigmas of women as we age.
I think it's just like hairstyles and clothing. It's a trend, and it's whatever we make it as a society, whatever's popular. And 5 years down in that year, everybody and their mama gonna be rocking silver. I promise you. It's, you know what I'm saying? So I get it right now. It could be random, and there'll be a shift, and everybody want to be, you know, salt and pepper and silver, and it's sexy.
Yes.
We're just not there yet.
I think for men it is. Yes, I agree.
Even for women. So I see it more and more often. I'm not saying as a whole women feel that way. The majority is, nah, better hide these grays, right? But I feel like there is a certain portion of people that are embracing those things, right? So it's not necessarily a trend, but it is more and more common and more popular.
And I think it's where you're at as well. So I think that as a normal person, I think if you're going out right now and you decide you want to go with Gray and you're not on social media, you're not in Hollywood, you're not doing anything, hey, knock it out. Nobody's going to care. All my friends have salt and pepper hair. They could care less, right? But me or the things that I'm doing or someone, no one wants to watch, even a Tubi movie. Nobody wants to watch a Tubi movie with the sexy vixen and her having gray hair or having salt and pepper hair.
I disagree. Like society, I disagree.
What Tubi movie has a hot girl with salt and pepper hair?
They ain't done it, but look, I haven't watched it, but I promise you, if she's bad, she's bad, and that's she bad.
If she's bad, she's bad.
If she's thick in all the right places, guys don't care about the hair. The hair is, I think women have this big thing that we are more focused on the hair, but that's really a y'all thing. So if y'all, you know, I've had a show with my brother Hollywood all about, you know, whether or not we would still talk to a woman even if she ain't had no hair. So absolutely there's a point where y'all could be bald headed and it doesn't take away from how sexy you are. Now, not to say that there's not people with preferences, but
yes.
Okay. So yeah, there's still preferences. I get that, but I'm just saying, you know, y'all put more emphasis on what y'all's hair should look like than what we necessarily care about.
Well, Terrence and I are going to revisit this conversation because we could go on and on and on all day for it, but we know we got other stuff to talk about. So yeah. Sidebar on that, Terrence, stick a pin in it. We're coming back to it.
I got you.
So let's talk about, because this is why before Terrence and the Salt and Pepper Gang video even went viral, I had already wanted to have Terrence on my show because it's January and we're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about getting to the best health, all of these things that occur in January, right? Everyone wants to, 2024 is going to be my year. I'm losing 30 pounds. I'm doing all of these things now. I'm implementing fitness into my life. So Terrence is a personal trainer and he does have a program and he's always about trying to help people get in shape. So I know you have a lot of people, Terrence, that reach out to you in January, like, yo, I need you to help me get my pre-baby weight or my pre-whatever weight, or I need you to help me get this off. So as you're answering some of these messages, as you're starting to create programs, give us a little bit of the background of how you develop a plan for someone and for anyone that's looking to make 2024 their year to lose weight. What are some suggestions that you have?
I think the biggest thing is one, once you start to make that decision that, okay, I'm going to incorporate fitness into my routine. I'm ready. The new year started and I'm going to, excuse me, the new year started and you're going to get into your fitness, but you're not putting it into your schedule. You're not putting it on your calendar. You're not treating it like it's important to you. You're trying to fit it into your day after you finished your regular routine. So I always tell people when, you know, they ask you, hey, you know, I'm trying to get into my fitness. How do I get started? Well, the biggest part is making sure that you treat your fitness like your money. So just say, well, you know, it's payday. And if you would have to go pick up your check, you're not going to not go get your check. You're going to make sure that you find a way to get there and go get that. So especially, you know, for our health, that our health can be very expensive or it cannot be. And if we're taking care of ourselves and we're planning ahead and we're treating those things like it's important to us, those are things where you're going to put it on your calendar. You're going to use your phone, maybe set some reminders in there, you know, get with like-minded people. So if you know you want to start your fitness, you know, absolutely find you a buddy or a Facebook group or join something where you're able to connect with other people that can motivate you. So you know, sometimes we need a little extra push, and to have somebody else have to help keep you accountable, even if it's your kids, can be crucial. So, you know, I have a client now, and she's like, you know, my son Chase is like, I'm gonna tell Terrence you're cheating, and I mean, but that's huge. So and those kids, they remember those things, and they're able to help push, and you know, they're also gonna see what you're doing and adopt those habits and want to be healthy themselves, because if you treat it like it's important, it's gonna be important to them. So, you know, it's important to keep positive people around you. Sometimes our family members tend to be the most negative when it comes to those things. So maybe that might be a difficulty that some people have. But, you know, I think it's good to communicate if you got somebody that can kind of keep you accountable. So I think all those things can be very important when just starting off. But, you know, everybody's journey is going to be different.
That part. And I think, because I used to train a while back, probably 10 years ago, and I used to be a trainer also. I'm still certified, but I have 80,000 jobs now. I can't do training also. Right, but that used to be one of the hardest things for me to grasp as a person who's just been an overachiever my entire life, or my execution is always on point. There is no if, ands, or but. If I want something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. So sometimes for me, it's hard to relate to people when they don't have that same attitude and they don't have that go-getter, or they don't feel that they need to work on something. And so I think that's a huge reason for why people start off in January with the New Year's resolution, and then you're in July, August, September, and you haven't had any type of change, no success. You fell off 32 times since January. So for those people, we said accountability, we said maybe find some type of group or a group activity. Maybe being alone is not for you. You might need that encouragement. But what other advice do you have for the longevity of that goal? How to make sure what you put in place for January is still being done later in the year?
I think the biggest part of that is setting your goals. So if you're consistently setting new goals, you'll always have something new that you're working towards, and consistently making progress. So I think the biggest step in that is to understand that long as you're making some type of progress, then at least you're moving in the right direction. And those, you know, those times you're going to be making more progress than others, and sometimes we're going to slip up a little bit. But the main kind of mind frame is to, okay, let me continue to make progress. On the longevity, again, having, you know, those accountability partners, whether that's a coach or somebody, or using apps. A lot of times we have our phones on us so much, so using those different apps. So it doesn't even necessarily have to be a phone app, but so maybe you need things with affirmations to help you keep positive, right? So maybe it's on the nutrition side. So maybe it's not necessarily that we're not working out hard. Maybe part of it's that we haven't learned how to eat properly. You know, a lot of people come to me like, oh, I started fasting and da 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 da. I'm like, okay, but you know that only works when you're consistent and you're doing it properly. You can't, you know, randomly fast and think that your body's know what you're doing. Your body's going to be confused and store everything. So, you know, and things like that, and just really giving people an understanding that, you know, our body is a machine that works better when you feed it. But if you're going to do things like fast and go through that process, you have to know what it's doing to your body so that you can do it the right way. And outside of that, you got to eat right. You know, you got to have an understanding that, you know, that one snack that you had was the equivalent of a meal that you skipped. So, you know, and even in the process of fasting and you know, feeding your body and putting things into it, in that first period, you have to be consistent for no less than 2 weeks for your body to even have an idea that you want to start working out. So those first 2 weeks is, those are imperative. And now once you get to that second week, some, maybe sometimes third, depending on what kind of effort we're putting in, you'll start to notice the difference and you'll have more energy. One day you'll just wake up and you'll have more energy, right? And you'll start to sleep better. But it's a process, and sometimes people get a little impatient, start, you know, in that process, and just know that you have to sometimes just reset and go back to the basics, you know. And I think sometimes we get so in tune, like, okay, I'm to this point, but we stop doing the basics, like eating right and just getting good sleep. So, and that's a lot of my problem is, you know, sleep and finding balance and making sure that we're recovering. And that's not just on our muscles, but it's, you know, it's our mind too.
Holistic. That's what we talk about. Holistic. Mind, body, and and finances. Because if you are, and you ain't making no money, you ain't gonna be able to sleep at night. If you're not comfortable with yourself, then your mental health is gonna be off. So our triage is mind, body, and finances. We're gonna make it work.
And I'm big on meditation and just being able to deflate and clear your mind, and learn how to start manifesting things in your life in a manner that is can be life changing. So it's all taking time to learn how to do those things and find time for it.
I love that. Okay, great advice from Ms. Terrence, right? Okay, so last question, Terrence, is because you also, we know you as all of these other entities, but you are also an entrepreneur. You do have your own brand. You do have your own stuff that you're selling. So tell us about some of the products that you have. Tell us about your brand. Tell us about the entrepreneurial Terrence, right?
So definitely being as a fitness guru, you know, I box, I'm in the gym, I train. But a lot of that is, you know, as a trainer, I and all those things that I do, I don't necessarily have time to train people one-on-one like I used to. So I do have an online fitness app, and that's where I have videos where I'm walking people through the different exercises, explaining it to them. It's, you know, it's set on a timer. It's connected to like your Apple Watch and things like My Fitness Pal to help connect your nutrition with just your daily movement. So it's very intuitive on that side, on helping those who want to be able to train with me or you know, get coaching from me, but not necessarily have the ability to do it one-on-one. So there's a chat feature, so we're able to communicate. And then I have my book.
And that's for professional only, not y'all little groupies that just found him on TikTok. We talking about professional fitness people. Okay, go ahead, Terrence. Mm-hmm.
That's it, yes. So, hey, I work with people with a real desire. You know, I'm all about, hey, I need you to give me as much energy as I give you, because I want us to be successful. But I also have, so for different tips, trimming down the right way. This is my book, and it gives you a really overall understanding of how to stay motivated. A lot of those things that we talked to as far as groups and apps and calendars and those things, just different stretching stuff, is right here in this book. And what I'm probably going to do whenever you air this for the viewers that view in, I'm going to give them a discount code so they can get that for free. But the app, I have a clothing line, You Rise Together Apparel. This is the representation of my foundation. We rise together. So it's really about empowerment through education and understanding of mental health. So it's a new foundation. We do things like speak at TSU, speaking at about mental health, and just kind of making an impact in our community to just let people understand and have an understanding that mental health is real, and just touch on different social issues and just try to help people normalize those conversations too. So very, very much in line with the Salt and Pepper Gang. So that's, I feel like it's a good combination and a good partnership and brotherhood that's really in line with my passions and the things I care about.
Love that, Terrence. And, you know, I'm all about that. I'm telling you, like, if anyone knows me, they know that I have a huge heart. They know I'm all about, I always say all of the time that my whole mission in life is to be the change. My mission is to show women that you can do whatever it is that you want. You can come back from whatever it is. We talk about mental health. We talk about physical health. We talk about this, being a parent, not being a parent, going through losing a child. Like, I try to make sure that
Holly,
is
what you are, like the superwoman of, like, entrepreneur, rocket. I can come back, superhero, you know, stand on tall buildings with billboards and you know, everything. So
I'd be trying.
I'm just saying, when hey, when your trying looks as great as what you do, I mean, you're doing stuff, so.
Well, thank you, but yeah. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying, that I think that whenever you have good energy, you gravitate towards other people with good energy, and I think that's why you and I always have this, like, good vibe, this good chemistry, good conversation, because I think that you, what you put out is what you receive. So I love that I'm always drawn to people that are very similar to me and as far as my aura and energy and stuff. So I love what you're doing, because it doesn't seem like a big thing, but it's huge. Because if it's just one of us keeps going and we find another one of us, now we here, now we click, now and we just keep gravitating towards each other and building that, we're definitely going to be the change. Yeah. So I love that.
Absolutely stronger together. I say it all the time. I always appreciate seeing you, and I love your energy. And you know, we say that every time.
Always, you know. I know.
When you vibe and you vibrate a certain way, it's just a certain understanding, and a lot of that, you know, you just know. It's just an understanding.
And you get tired of meeting crappy people, so when you find good people, you're like, oh Lord, I found another one. Thank God.
So
last question, Terrence. And so do you guys have anything? And I don't even, when I say you guys, I don't even mean Salt and Pepper Gang. I just mean you as in Terrence and what Terrence Wright has. Do you have any events coming up? Anything that we can do to support you? Anywhere we need to show up? Not the stalkers, but to support you. What does Terrence have coming up that we can support him in?
Oh, so the biggest thing that we have a date on in July, we're going to do our first annual Salt and Pepper Walkathon for prostate cancer. So that'll be with my brothers, Salt and Pepper brothers. But for myself, we will be out in Indianapolis for the All-Star Game, out there doing some events. And then, let's see, there's so much going on. Oh, we're in the process of bringing back The Jealous Daughter 2. So if you haven't seen that one, that's definitely a crazy flick you got to check. It's on Tubi. You'll see me in there, Mark. You can't miss me. But, you know, you have to check out that one. But we are working on the sequel. So that's gonna be live in some other projects, and possibly even see me at New York Fashion Week. So we'll see.
Okay. And if anybody wants to put me as somebody's mama in a Tubi movie, or the sexy vixen, let me know. I'm waiting on my call. I'm here. Y'all find me on IMDb.
Say less. So
my hair is dyed. I can play any age between 30 and 50. Pick and choose.
I don't know about 50, but I hear you. I understand.
Okay. Yeah. So, 30. Right. Yeah. 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 Right. Thank you for that correction, Terrence. Right. I love it. So for anyone that wants to follow you, like, subscribe, whatever, how can they find you? What's your social media tags, website, all of that information? How can they find you?
You can find me on a few places. Instagram and my TikTok is the same. It's Terrence, TERRANCE underscore the right, WRGHT, and the number one. So on both of those platforms, it's the same. If you're looking for my fitness page, my brand is FitnessMax247, which is also my partnership with FitBody Cryo, which is my body contouring and cool sculpting. So you can find me at all those places or on Facebook, Terrence Wright. So I'm not hard to find.
All right, I love it. Yes, and so when y'all see my stomach all snatched for some time, I know I was at Terrence Wright Cryo, whatever it is that he got going on. So don't
cryo
be a hater.
And rejuvenation. Don't be- so if you, hey, come get some free sessions, and we can sculpt on you. And it's all non-invasive, so it's not like you will be out. You're in there for about an hour. We can do stuff for cellulite, just body slimming, to collagen reproduction and tightening your skin and giving you an extra glow. So, you know, anything you might need, you know, we can take care of you. So whenever you're ready, by all means, come by and we can get you set up.
I'm gonna come before I should start shooting my Tubi movie so I get all right.
Whenever you're ready. Yeah, say less. So we got movies and body contouring. I got you.
All right, I love it.
And you can come to the gym. So if, that part. Boxing gym, 45 and West Road. Usually I'm in there, but I'm all around Houston. I only try to train one or two clients, but I think that's about all my time permits for, so I don't try to take on too many people. But I always got time for you to come get a session in.
All right, because I need to be in a superhero movie. I'm telling you, I should have been Captain Marvel. I should have been Captain.
You would have rocked
Black.
It. You what?
Yes.
What? You that should.
They discriminated against your girl.
So, matter of fact, I got you. I'm a we gotta get you some extra representation. So periodically, you can come. So supposed to be doing, real quick. Was it? What is it? Tyler Perry's Gallivant's, what it was, Galentine's Day? I think that's what it's called. But just escorting some of the talents to their seat for their premiere here in Houston. So, you know, my bump, you know, we don't know who we're gonna bump into. So
that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Shoot, and some men ain't got a date and they need a fine woman to be a date. I could be a Galentine too. Shoot.
But yeah, so you know, we always have good conversations, so we're gonna have plenty more.
Yes, for sure. And then I'm gonna be in Terrence's show on Terrence's show also. Terrence also has a podcast. He didn't drop that information, but I know you do have a podcast as well.
Yes.
We're gonna get boosted up and get it there too, because he does have some very interesting people on his show. Lots of good topics. Conversation, so I love that as well. And you guys, all you have to do is scroll down to the podcast notes. I will have all of his links. You know, I'm big on clickable links for you guys, because you know, a lot of people are driving or they might be working out listening to the audio or watching the video on Spotify. So make sure you scroll down to those podcast notes and they will have all of the clickable links that he's dropped whenever he was talking about how to find him as well. So that is Mr. Terrence Wright, you guys. Thank you,
Terrence.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Yes, yes. It's always a good time. Great conversation. So thank you for having me on. Thank you.